I'm a lecturer here within the Faculty of Education, lecturer in Design Technology in the Faculty of Education. I used to teach in two inner London comprehensive schools for 9 years, 6 years as head of department. I've always liked design and technology, and when I was at school it was called woodwork. I'd like to think it's changed now, and it's moved on. But I was particularly inspired by my design and technology teacher, and that's probably why I'm here today. I think the course here at Cambridge makes you really think about the role of the teacher and teaching and learning. I suppose really, because it develops those kind of reflective skills, how to reflect as a teacher and things like that, and it not just gets you thinking about design and technology as a subject. I mean, you come with that from your degree backgrounds, but to actually how you transform that subject knowledge into teaching knowledge, really. Again, we specialise in lots of things. In D&T, we particularly specialise in creativity and have led nationally a programme on creativity and design technology. We're about to start another programme on inclusive design, working with the engineering faculty in the Royal College of Art and Loughborough University. We have two specialist rooms. One's called a studio, where we do mainly kind of working, designing and making in wood, metals and plastics, and we share that with art. And then the other room we have is what I would call a high-tech room, where we have things like laser cutters, 20 CAD stations and soldering iron and PCB facilities. Lots of different types of people apply. We have people who come from all different types of backgrounds in terms of their subject degree disciplines. We have engineers, we have mechanical engineers, electronic engineers, designers, product designers, three-dimensional designers. We have artists who have very good workshop skills applied to the course. We have graphic designers, architects have applied. We have people who've straight out of university, and we have mature students and people who've practiced design for 20 years and suddenly feel that they want to spend some time and retrain and refocus their career and go into teaching. All of them in the past have got jobs in teaching, and many of them are now move very quickly up the progression ladder and are heads of department or senior teachers in their schools.